ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। दुष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैश्चिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः। ज्ञानदमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनाशलाखया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामी नामिने। नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषाशून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैता गदाधर शिवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। ओके, सो वी विल डिस्कस चैप्टर 16 टुडे। The two doorkeepers of Vaikuntha, Jay and Vijay, cursed by the sages. Text 1. Brahma uvacha iti tad ganatam tesham muninam yoga dharminam प्रतिनन्द्याजगादेदं विकुण्ठनिलयो विभुः।
Lord Brahma said, after thus congratulating the sages for their nice words, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose abode is in the kingdom of God, spoke as follows.
Okay, so yesterday, in the last 2 days, we studied about the description of kingdom of God had given by Brahmaji. Demigod had approached Brahmaji, and then Brahmaji started telling how my sons visited the kingdom of God, and there was a description of the various aspects of Vaikuntha, right? What is their consciousness, the trees, flowers, birds, like that. And then discussed that how the four Kumaras, they were passing by in the seventh gate, they were stopped and they cursed Jaya Vijay, right? And then the Lord came to the scene along with Goddess Shri, right? And the Lord gave his, the Lord's beauty was described in 5 to 6 verses, right? The Lord's unprecedented beauty was described, and that beauty affected the four Kumaras, right? They became devotees just by the darshan and by experiencing the beauty of the Lord. And the four Kumaras, they offered 5 prayers to the Lord, right? That was yesterday. So today we will study that how the Lord speaks today in chapter 16. Although the Lord appeared on the scene in the middle of last chapter, but he just gave it darshan. Right, he didn't say anything. Just by his darshan, the four Kumaras were attracted to him and they prayed. So Lord speaks today, and the Lord apologizes to the Kumaras on behalf of his servants. Right, that's the first section. Then the Kumaras replied to the Lord's apologies. The second section, and then finally, the Lord concludes. And Lord reconciles, and Lord Brahma concludes the narration. Fine. So in this way, three sections we will study today. So Brahmaji is saying, thus sages offered nights words of prayers, right? And the Lord congratulated them, and then he started speaking. He starts speaking as follows from text 2. So this is the section 1, from 2nd to text 13. The Lord is speaking. He is apologizing to Jay and Vijay. Shri Bhagavan Vacha. Eto to parshado mahiyam. Jayo Vijaya Evacha. Kadarthi kritya mam yadvo bhavakratamatikramam.
The personality of Godhead said, these attendants of mine, Jay and Vijay, by name, have committed a great offense against you because of ignoring me.
Okay, so Lord says that they have committed a great offense. Kadarthi kritya mam yadvo bahuva akratam atikramam. And kadarthi kritya means by ignoring me. So therefore they have committed great offense. So therefore the point made is that if a person offends a devotee, he neglects the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself. Right? Any neglect or any offense shown to a devotee is neglect of the Lord himself. So, Prabhupada makes the point in the purport, to commit an offense at the feet of a devotee of the Lord is a great wrong. Even when a living entity is promoted to Vaikuntha, there is still the chance that he may commit offenses. But the difference is that when one is in Vaikuntha planet, even if by chance one commits an offense, he is protected by the Lord. This is the remarkable fact in the dealings of the Lord and the servitor. Right? So that is important observation. Because of free will, one may still commit the offense. Actually, as we discussed, actually no one commits offense over there, but it's one of the rarest incident. Because free will is there, one may commit some offense. But then that person, if by chance it happens, right? By chance, I said two meanings of by chance. Yeah, due to some free will, misuse of free will, or by the will of the Lord. If by chance someone commits offense, then the Lord protects him. Right? He doesn't undergo conditional existence like other living entities who are Nitya Baddhas. Right? So the Lord protects him. So that is important. Again, Prabhupada says, by mistake the doorman held the sages from entering Vaikuntha Loka. Right? But because they were engaged in transcendental service of the Lord, their annihilation was not expected by advanced devotees. Then Prabhupada says, the Lord understood that the trouble was due to his lotus feet not being seen by the sages. And therefore he wanted to please them by personally going there. The Lord is so merciful that even if there is some impediment for the devotee, he himself manages matters in such a way that the devotee is not bereft of having audience at his lotus feet. There is a very good example in the life of Haridas Thakur. Right? So Prabhupada is making an important point. Lord understood it. Four Kumaras became so angry because they could not see my lotus feet. They were so eager to see me. So Lord said, I will go there. Right? So they will be pacified by my darshan. So therefore Prabhupada is making the point. So Prabhupada said, there is a very good example in the life of Haridas Thakur. Right? Haridas Thakur, there was impediment for him to go and see Jagannath. That was a social impediment And he also felt himself not qualified. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is not different from Jagannath, would come to see him. So the Lord would arrange that he can see him daily. Right? So that example Prabhupada gives. And then Prabhupada said, not just he came alone, he came with the goddess of fortune. Right? That darshan is even more rare, you know, to see them together. So therefore Prabhupada says, the last three lines, the goddess of fortune is not to be seen by ordinary persons, but the Lord was so kind that although the devotees did not aspire for such an honor, he appeared before them with the goddess of fortune. Right? So the Lord, they just wanted to see the Lord, but the Lord gave darshan along with goddess of fortune. Right? Even more, they became even more fortunate. Text 3. Yasto etayor dhrito dando bhavad bhirma manuvrata sevanu matosma bhir munayo deva helanath.
O great sages, I approve of the punishment that you have, that you who are devoted to me have meted out to them.
Okay, so yasto etayor dhrito dando bhavadbhir ma manuvrata. Bhavadbhir is you, ma manuvrata means you, O you great sages, those who have vows dedicated to me, ma manuvrata. Sev anumato asmabhir, I approve of the punishment you have given them, for they have committed a great offense. Munyo dev helanath. So Vishnu Thakur says, Lord means to say, the punishment that I should give them has been given by you. I approve of you in one sense. Text 4. Tadva prasadam me adya brahmadevam param hime tadhite atma kritam manne yatsvapumbhir asatkrita.
To me, the Brahmana is the highest and most beloved personality. The disrespect shown by my attendants has actually been displayed by me because the doormen are my servitors. I take this to be an offense by myself. Therefore, I seek your forgiveness for the incident that has arisen.
Okay, so tadva prasadam me adya. Lord says, so please, I am seeking your forgiveness on behalf of Jayant Vijay. Right? Just see the words of the Lord. I take this offense by myself. Actually, the offense committed by servant is same as the offense committed by myself. So therefore, I seek your forgiveness, the Lord is saying, for the incident that has happened. Right? So it's a very amazing quality of the Lord, or actually any leader, he has to take complete responsibility of any mistake done by his subordinate, his subjects. Right? So there was a Radhikala Prabhu was sharing this one, that there was some group of scientists in an institution, they were doing a project, and there was a person who was leading. Somehow the project did not succeed, and they invested, like every scientific project has, you know, multiple crores of rupees invested. So then project failed, and so many media people came to find out why the project failed. You invested so much money of the country. So the leader told all the subordinates that you all remain, and I will face all the press. Right? I will reply to all their answers, etc. So he kind of took the responsibility and to address everyone. And after some time, again, the same team did another project which succeeded. Then the leader of the project, he told, you all meet the press people. You know, I don't even have to come. So the important point here is that the leader has to accept all the responsibility for the failure, but distribute all the credit for success. Right? So we'll see that Lord does that actually. Lord does both the things in this episode. So he is taking complete responsibility, saying this is offense by my servant is offense by myself. He takes the complete responsibility of the mistake. Right? Usually what happens, you know, suppose someone commits a mistake, so then we may say, you know, he's not, he's newly joined, you know, he's newly joined. This service we just newly gave him, you know, doorkeepers. Actually, they were serving in the kitchen. We told them, you need to be doorkeepers. So they are not well trained now. They commit mistake, you should forgive them. You know, they are not very learned or something. You know, the leader may try to justify that, you know, they are not very well trained, they are immature. Or, you know, they have not received good training till now. We are now giving good training, etc., you know, can be justified. But the Lord doesn't justify. He first accepts the full responsibility. He says, their mistake is my mistake. I seek your forgiveness. Right? Just see there are many important leadership qualities which we have to learn. Because Lord, Vishnu means he is the leader of the Vaishnavas. Right? Lord Vishnu means the leader of the Vaishnavas. So he demonstrates all perfect leadership qualities in his person. So accepts full responsibility. And we will see how he distributes all credit for his success to his devotees. That is also the Lord's. As a leader, he displays that quality. Accepts all the mistake, responsibility of all the mistake, distribute all the credit for his success. So in this way, the Lord accepts full responsibility and distributes all the credit, as we'll see. So here the Lord is addressing the sages as Brahma Devam Param Hime. Brahma Devam, the Brahmanas are, you know, they are like my worshipable. Brahma Devam Param Hime. The most worshipable by me, the most respected by me. So Prabhupada talks that herein the Lord is speaking for a Vaishnav Brahman, not simply a Brahman who is simply born in the family of Brahmana or who just performs his duties mechanically without devotion. You know, there could be a Varnashram. There are four varnas, right? In four varnas, Brahman is also one of the varnas. So Brahmanas, in that category of Brahmanas, there are 12 duties of Brahmanas to be performed, right, etc. So there are Varnashram also has some Brahmanas who may not be Vaishnavas, right? But they perform Yajan Yajan, Patan Patan, Dan Pratigraha, etc. Their duties. Shadkarmo Nipano Vipra Mantra Tantra Visharada. Right? He may be expert in reciting various Vedic mantras, performing yajnas, giving charity, accepting charity, etc. Shadkarma. So, but Lord is not talking of those Brahmanas over here. He is talking of Vaishnav Brahmanas. That is important. That Prabhupada very important clarifies. So, I am just reading few words. So, Prabhupada says, in the fourth line, in the Vedic literature, in the Rig Mantra hymn of the Rig Veda, it is stated that those who are actually Brahmanas always look to the lotus feet of the Vishnu. Right? So the Lord is talking of Brahman Vaishnavas. Who are to be accepted? The real Brahmanas. Om Tad Vishnu Paramam Padam Sada Pashyanti Suraya. Those who are qualified Brahmanas worship only the Vishnu form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, which means Krishna, Ram and all Vishnu expansion. A so-called Brahmana who is born in the family of Brahmanas but perform activities aimed against the Vaishnavas cannot be accepted as a Brahmana. Because Brahmana means Vaishnava and Vaishnava means Brahmana. Right? So then Prabhupada says, one who has become a devotee of the Lord is also a Brahmana. The formula is like this, Prabhupada saying. Brahma janeti, Brahma jan, jana, janat iti Brahmana, right? Brahma janat iti Brahmana. And a Brahmana is one who has understood Brahman. And a Vaishnava is one who has understood the personality of Godhead. So one who has understood Brahman, versus Brahman realization, is a Brahmana. But Vaishnava already has Bhagavan realization. Right? So in the absolute truth, with three features of absolute truth, the Brahmana definition is one who knows Brahman. But Vaishnava already are serving Supreme Personality of Godhead. He knows the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, he is automatically Brahmana. He is automatically a Brahmana. Vaishnava is automatically a Brahmana. A Brahmana should become a Vaishnava. Brahmana is not automatically. When Prabhupada says, Brahmana means Vaishnava. Here, what Lord refers to Brahmana here, he is meaning a Vaishnava Brahman. Brahmana automatically is not a Vaishnava. You understand the meaning of this statement? Prabhupada is saying, Brahmana means Vaishnava and Vaishnava means Brahmana. Brahmana means Vaishnava. Lord is talking here of a Vaishnava Brahman. That Brahma Devam Param Hime. They are most respected, the Brahmanas. They are my worshipable. They are my very beloved. Whom is Lord talking of? Here Brahmana means a Vaishnava Brahman. One who is devoted to Lord Vishnu. But Vaishnava automatically means a Brahmana. By the formula. Right? Or another understanding is that Brahmana, ultimately a qualified Brahmana means he should be a Vaishnava. Otherwise not qualified. Otherwise we will accept only a so-called Brahmana. Right? So that's how it has to be understood. So then, therefore, one who becomes a Vaishnava is already a Brahmana. It should be noted that the glories of the Brahmana described in this chapter by the Lord himself refers to his devotee Brahmana, Vaishnava Brahmana. It should never be misunderstood that the so-called Brahmanas were born in Brahmana families but have no Brahminical qualification are referred to in this connection. Okay, so in the series of verses, the Lord glorify the position of the Brahmanas. Text 5. Yannamani cha grihanati loko bhritte kritagasi so sadhu vadas tatkirtim hanti tvajam ivamaya.
A wrong act committed by a servant leads people in general to blame his master, just as a spot of white leprosy on any part of the body pollutes all of the skin.
Okay, so the Lord is saying, Yanna mani cha ghrnati. Whose name Lord will take? If the servants, loko bhritte krithagasi, in the world, if the servant commits a wrong act, bhritte krithagasi, whom the people will blame? Yanna mani. Lord, people will blame the master only. In this world, for a servant mistake, a master is blamed. Just as a spot of white leprosy on any part of the body pollutes all the skin. So his master is subject to the blame. Right? Even the master is good, but if the servant makes the mistake, the master is blamed. The Lord is giving example that the body, entire body may be very well formed, everything. One spot of leprosy makes the body abominable. The entire body becomes abominable. Right? Prabhupada says, the beginning of the purport, a Vaishnava therefore should be fully qualified. Because the blame will go on Vishnu. If the Vaishnavas are ill-behaved, blame will go on the Lord. Right? So the very in the beginning itself, a Vaishnava therefore should be fully qualified, Prabhupada is saying. As stated in the Bhagavatam, one who has become a Vaishnava has developed all the good qualities in the demigods, of the demigods. Yet, what is that verse? As stated in Bhagavatam, anyone who has become a Vaishnava has developed all the good qualities of the demigods. Yes, yasasti bhaktir bhagavatya kinchana sarvair gunas tatra samasate sura. And then Prabhupada says there are 26 qualifications mentioned in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. A devotee should always see that his Vaishnava qualities increase with the advancement of his Krishna consciousness. So a Vaishnava should be fully qualified with 26 qualities. Right? So you can go through those 26 qualities. Chaitanya Charitamrita said, I told you, in 22nd chapter, right, verse 78 to 80, those 26 qualities are given. So Prabhupada saying, these are very important lines. A devotee should always see that his Vaishnava qualities increase with the advancement of his Krishna consciousness. A devotee should be blameless because any offense by the devotee is scar on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The devotee's duty is to be always conscious in his dealings with others, especially with another devotee of the Lord. Right? So, usually, in those 26 qualities, the primary quality is Krishnaika Sharan, person who has taken shelter of Krishna. Right? Krishnaika Sharan. So that quality is placed in the middle of the 26. Like the 12th quality is Krishnaika Sharan. And there are other qualities also. Right? He is merciful, he speaks the truth without faults, mridu, suchi, mridu means soft, suchi means he is clean, etc. Right? There are many other qualities. So now, Rupa Goswami has said, one should judge a Vaishnava by Krishnaika Sharan, by this primary quality, and not by the secondary quality. Why? Because it may happen that non-devotees may have better secondary qualities than a devotee. You may find, someone may be a materialist, he may be very soft, and he may not have, he may live very simply, he may be very clean externally, outwardly, right? And he may be seems to be faultless, that doesn't misbehave at all, any point of time, doesn't criticize anyone, always speaks, etc. So all these qualities. But doesn't do any sadhana, doesn't chant the holy name of the Lord, doesn't has faith, or he doesn't worship the Lord, right? The deity form of the Lord. So in this way, he doesn't have any sadhana. So, but he may manifest secondary qualities more than even a devotee sometimes. So therefore, in judging, one should see a Vaishnava by his primary quality, Krishnaika Sharan. Is he taking shelter of Krishna in the form of hearing and chanting and serving the Lord in the deity form, Krishnaika Sharan. But in judging oneself, one should see the secondary qualities. That am I developing these qualities? Therefore, Prabhupada, this statement is important. This secondary, again, now in this light, one should see other Vaishnavas from their primary quality. And if they are not manifesting secondary quality, it may be due to, some they have not been able to free themselves of the bad habits, or due to some past karma, etc., which may be interfering, they may not be developing. There are some devotees who are fixed in their, service to Krishna, they're fixed in the chanting, but they are very outspoken, they misbehave often, they may be more aggressive and less gentle than materialists. It may happen, if you just compare secondary qualities, there will be number of devotees who may fall short of materialists in secondary qualities. Therefore, we may think, ye kaisa bhakta hai yaar, isse to achha yahi aadmi hai. In abhakta log achhe hain. Sometimes devotees tend to conclude that the non-devotees are better than devotees. you know, comparing secondary. So therefore he said, no, don't go by secondary qualities. See who is Krishna Charan, who is endeavoring to serve Krishna, who is endeavoring to hear and chant. Just the Vaishnavas by their primary quality and not secondary quality. Otherwise it will become offensive. But for oneself, one should see one's advancement in terms of one's secondary qualities. As Prabhupada says, a devotee should always see that his Vaishnava qualities increase with the advancement of his Krishna consciousness. So, like, of course, one has to be serving Krishna, Krishna action has to be there, but one should not see, because I am serving Krishna, so I am advancing. One should see, I am developing these 26 qualities. So these 26 qualities are listed not to judge others, but to evaluate oneself. How am I advancing? Am I developing these qualities which appears in the person of a Vaishnava? Right? It is for self-evaluation. That is the important thing, which Prabhupada very clearly clarifies. One should always see his Vaishnava qualities increase with the advancement of Krishna consciousness. Right? Just by Krishna Ekasharan, primary quality. Secondary qualities. And not say just because I am serving Krishna, so, you know, but I am, that means I have to increase my service to the Lord. I have to struggle hard to develop these qualities. Right? One's own evaluation should be based upon these 26 qualities. I am developing them. Right? Okay, we go to text 6. Yasyamritamalaya shashavanavagaha Sadhyapunati jagadashvapachad vikuntha Soham bhavad bhayapalabdha sutirtha kirtis Chindyam sabahum apiva pratikula vrittim.
Anyone in the entire world, even down to the chandal, who lives by cooking and eating the flesh of the dog, is immediately purified if he takes bath in hearing through the ear the glorification of my name, fame, etc. Now you have realized me without doubt. Therefore, I will not hesitate to lop off my own arm if its conduct is found hostile to you.
Okay. So, remember one thing I just want to tell you. These words of the Lord are very deep and grave. Right? There is a oceanic meaning hidden in this words of the Lord, right? Which to some extent which will become clear as we go on, right? So just see what the Lord is saying over here. He's saying yasya amrit amal yasha shavana avagaha. Avagaha means one who takes a dip, one who takes a dip in the nectar of my glories. Sadhya punati jagad ash shopachat vikuntha. Even if a person is born in the family of dog eaters, not just born, he may still be in the family of dog eaters. But if he is hearing and chanting my glories, he is purified. Right? Sadhya punati jagan ashopachad. Ashopachad means up to, even up to shopachad. You know, the shopachad are not even in the vranashrama. You know, they are much lower than shudras. Right? The chandala is the lowest among all, kind of. But even they are purified by taking a dip in the nectar of my glories. And the Lord says, Soham bhavadbya upalabdha sutirtha kirtis. Lord says, I have obtained that power of purification from serving the Brahmanas. That is more explicitly said in the next verse, in the Lord's own words. But Vishnu Thakur says, so hum bhavadbya upalabdha. That I have obtained, that power to purify even the chandalas I have obtained Bhavadbhya, from you all, from the Brahmanas, by my worship of the Brahmanas, right? Or my kirti of Sutirth, that I have a purifying power, I am known as a Tirth, that is also obtained from you. Therefore, even if my own, even a part of my own body, if it goes against you, I will not hesitate to cut off. Right? So, therefore Lord is saying that, you know, I will not tolerate any insult committed by any of my associates or even my bodily part. You know, if my arm go against you, I'll cut off my arm, the Lord is saying. Right? So, the four Kumaras may say, but offences to us, by offences to us, you get infamy, and by our pleasure, you get fame. But you have created us. How is it that we have become greater than you? Right? We have been created, but how is it we have become greater than you? Lord says, what doubt is there about this? I am the Lord, so therefore he is speaking this verse. I am the Lord, Vaikuntha, famous Tirtha. I receive my power of purification from you. Right? I will even cut off my own limb, the object of my identity as I. Right? Not just I can punish my, you know, family members who are Jayavijaya. Even that is their Jayavijaya are like identity of mine, right? They are mine. But even my own arm, which is the identity of I will not mind cutting off my own identity arm if that arm goes against you. The Lord is telling the four Kumaras. Okay, so if you see Prabhupada in the purport, he mainly comments upon the first two lines. That one who bathes, take a dip in the hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord, sadhya punati jagad asho pachad vikuntha. But that is, person is purified immediately. Right? So Prabhupada says, real purification can take place in human society if its member take to Krishna consciousness. This is clearly stated in all Vedic literature, including this verse. Sadhya punati jagad asho pachad vikuntha. Anyone who takes to Krishna consciousness in all sincerity, even if he is not very advanced in good behavior, is purified. A devotee can be recruited from any section of human society. Recruited. You know? Although it is not expected that everyone in all segments of society is well behaved. As stated in this verse and in many places in Bhagavad Gita, even if one is not born in a Brahmana family, or even if he is born in a family of Chandalas, if he simply takes to Krishna consciousness, he is immediately purified. You may say, how is that? You know, a person is immediately purified. You know, we see that it takes long time to be purified. It's not talk of anartha nivritti, goes for a long time, you know, sometime. But Bhagavatam again and again say, right? Where else Bhagavatam say the person is immediately purified by the process of Krishna consciousness? Kirad hunan purinda pulkesha abhir shumbha yavana kasadaya papa yadupashra ashraya shudhyanti tasmay prabhu vishwamenva. Shudhyanti tasmay doesn't say immediately purified. They are purified. Where the word immediately the word is sadhya. Sadhya, here the word it is used is sadhya punati, immediately they are purified. Where is the verse or another verse of Bhagavatam which says the person is immediately purified? First canto verse? Huh? There the word sadhya punati comes? Sadhya Hridi Avruddhate Atra Kritibhi Shushrubhi Sarsanat. The Lord, by hearing Bhagatam, the Lord immediately appears in the heart. Sadhya Shudanti Vagriha. What is the first line? Tesham Samsmaranat Pumsam. Sadhya Shudanti Vagriha. Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana Nasoya Bhadrani Vidunoti Surisatam. Where is the immediate word is used over there? Immediately a person is purified. Any word which says immediately? There is the first canto verse in the first chapter only. That is the right verse. Yesham Samsmaranat Pumsam. Right? That is the right verse. There is another verse which says Apanna Samsitim Ghoram. Yannam Vivashato Grahan Tatha Sadhyo Vimuchyate. One who takes the holy name of the Lord, he is immediately liberated. Right? Tatha Sadhyo Vimuchyate. Yad Vibheti Swayam Bhayam. And there is another verse in second canto. Yat Kirtanam, Yat Smaranam, Yad Ikshanam, Yad Vandanam, Yad Shavanam, Yad Haranam, Lokasya Sadhyo Vidunoti Kalmasham. Immediately, by hearing chanting of the Lord, Lokasya Sadhyo Vidunoti Kalmasham. Immediately they are purified. Right? So, Bhagatam, from Bhagatam perspective, a person is purified immediately. But from our perspective, it is gradually actually. We are taught to be patient. You know, have patience, you know. From Bhagatam perspective, a person is immediately purified. Because Bhagatam, you know, talking from the span of Brahma's life. Our life is immediate purification, right? In one sense. There are two ways to understand the word sadhya, immediately purified. Prabhupada explained one way over here. Two ways. One is, human life is very short. Right? Human life is not very long actually. Right? Human life is very short, you know. Labdhva sudarlabhamidam bahu sambhavante manushyam arthadam. There's an alp word used for small years. Right? A person, human life is attained. It's a short duration. So therefore, from that perspective, Ham says this is for a short duration of obtained human life. If you render devotional service sincerely, you know, 20-30 years you'll purify it nicely. You know, 20-30 years is very sadhyo in one sense. It's not much. You know. So we think like it's a long time, but from Bhagatam perspective, sadhyo. Of course, one can be purified even faster than that. It depends upon one's intensity of practice, not that much, but in one sense, even in one lifetime by sincere practice is sadhya. Another perspective of Bhagatam which Prabhupada points out, I'll just read that. In the middle of the purport, as long as a person is in this material world, he has two different relationships in his dealings with others. One relationship pertains to the body and other pertains to the spirit. As far as bodily affairs or social activities are concerned, although a person is purified on the spiritual platform, it is sometimes seen that he acts in terms of a bodily relationship. If a devotee born in the family of a chandala is sometimes found engaged in his habitual activities, he may go back and start eating meat and some person may perform some other abominable activities, he is not to be considered a chandala. In other words, Vaishnava should not be evaluated in terms of his body. The Shastra says that one should not think the deity in the temple to be made of stone. So Prabhupada is saying, a person who is rightly situated, he has to be accepted as purified. Even though his previous bad habits may not have fully gone. Right? A person who is following, situated rightly in the process of purification, because he is rightly situated in the process of purification, he is to be considered as purified immediately. He is to be considered purified. One should not see that, you know, there are still, Prabhupada further clarifies. Right? So, Prabhupada says, these attitudes, you know, the habitual attitudes or whatever, these attitudes Or this attitude herein means the seeing a person in terms of bodily activities. These attitudes are forbidden because anyone who takes to Krishna consciousness is understood to be fully purified. And then Prabhupada says he is at least engaged in the process of purification. And if he sticks to the principle of Krishna consciousness, he will very soon be fully purified. Right? So Prabhupada clarifies. Because a person is rightly situated and because he will very soon be purified because he is in the right process, therefore he should be considered purified only. You getting the point? Just like the one devotee had given a nice example just to understand this point. Suppose like on festival days or some people, they eat, you know, prasadam. After that, they go to wash hands. So people are in the queue for washing hands. Right? Sometimes because in temple there are 4 or 5 wash basins, there are 50 people. So people, they're in a queue to wash hands. And someone says, look, so dirty, he's still not washed his hands. But he's in the queue. Why should you criticize him? You should consider him to be, you know, clean. Because he's standing in the queue, you know, he's just... So as good as clean. So therefore Bhagavatam says, a person rightly situated in the process of purification should be considered purified. He should not be seen in terms of, you know, in bodily. He should be seen in terms of his situation, in terms of his right determination, and not in terms of external bodily situation, which may still take some time. Person may be. So therefore, sadhyo, Bhagavatam says, that person is purified immediately. Consider him to be purified, even though externally you may not see him. Right? Don't have external vision. Right? So this is an important point over here. So Prabhupada, as I said, Prabhupada mainly talks of the first two lines. But the Lord says, a person in Krishna consciousness is purified, but I obtained this purificatory power from you, Brahmanas, right? By worshipping you. So hum bhavadbhaya upalabdhaya. My kirti of sutirti is because of my worshipping you. Root X 7. Yat sevaya charana padma pavitra renum. Sadhya shatakhilamalam pratilabdashilam. Na shrir viraktam apimam vijahati yasya. Preksha lavartha itare niyaman vahanti.
The Lord continued, because I am the servitor of my devotees, my lotus feet have become so sacred that they immediately wipe out all sin. And I have acquired such a disposition that the goddess of fortune does not leave me, even though I have no attachment for her, and others praise her beauty and observe sacred vows to secure from her even a slight favor.
Okay, so what is Lord saying over here then? Yat sevaya charana padma pavitra renum. My lotus feet, they have the power to wipe out all sin, right? Because I serve the lotus feet of my devotees. So he's telling the Brahmanas, because I am devoted to serve the lotus feet of my, you know, the Brahmanas like you. Therefore, I have the power to immediately purify. And because I serve the lotus feet of devotees like you, right? Goddess of fortune never leaves me, the Lord is saying. Right? Although I have no attachments to her, right? But she never leaves me because of seeing this good quality of mine that I worship the lotus feet of my devotees. Difficult to understand, right? Actually, these statements, even the four Kumaras could not understand. Four Kumaras, they will admit, you know, my Lord, what are you saying? You know, like, four Kumaras, very learned, you know, sons of Brahma. But they, all their learning spinned, their head spinned totally. They could not understand the statement of the Lord. Right? So, if you are not able to understand, then this is okay. The statement will come more clear towards the, you know, as we progress. So, but Prabhupada just says, the relationship between the Lord and his devotee is transcendently beautiful. As a devotee thinks that it is due to being a devotee of the Lord that he is elevated in all good qualities, so the Lord also thinks that it is because of his devotion to the servitor that all his transcendental glories have increased. Right? In other words, as a devotee is always anxious to render service to the Lord, so the Lord is ever anxious to render service to the devotee. Guru text 8. Yes.
It is mentioned that Lord is always anxious to serve his devotees. So it's about the pure devotees or any status of devotee?
Yeah, so it refers to his pure devotees. It refers to his pure devotees. But of course, he is kind to even sadhakas. Right? Like he's anxious to serve, when Prabhupada says, anxious to serve his devotees, that refers to, usually devotee refers to pure devotee. Right? So, but he is also kind to the practicing devotees. He is also kind. He also personally makes sure that in a person also intervenes in their life. Yeah.
Pure devotee means who are on level of bhava.
Prema, and prema basically. Prema. Right. So their love for him. So Lord, it's a loving reciprocation. Text 8.
Naham tathadmi yajaman havirvitane. Syocho ghrita plutamadan hutabhun mukhena. Yad brahmanasya mukhatas charato nughasam. Tushtasya mai avahitair nijakarma paake.
I do not enjoy the oblations offered by the sacrificers in the sacrificial fire, which is one of my own mouth, with the same relish as I do the delicacies overflowing with the ghee, which are offered to the mouth of the brahmanas who have dedicated to me the results of their activities and who are ever satisfied with my prasad.
Okay, so the Lord says, I relish more eating through the mouth of brahmana than by my own mouth. Right? In this world, like anyone is there who say, you know, I relish more if my friend eats than I eat. You know, this is, but Lord is saying, fire is his own mouth. Lord is saying, but I relish more when the brahmanas are offered food serves which are overflowing with ghee. Right? You know, so there are no fat diet, etc. Lord is not recommending any zero fat diet or something. He is saying even once we prepared halwa in Kumbh Mela, you know, and there was ghee floating above it, and Sarva Prabhu saw that. He said, yes, this is liked by the Lord. This is offered to the Lord, you know. Those who want zero fat diet, they may prepare their own diet. This is something offerable to the Lord, you know. The Lord likes that, you know, preparation to be made like this. Right? So the health conscious person may have their own thing, but the Lord should be offered, you know, delicacies, this prasad, and devotees like to honor, you know. So he was giving kind of this perspective. So the Lord is saying over here in the Sanskrit word used over here in, right? Ghritaplutam, you know, saturated with ghee, not less, right? Okay, so Prabhupada says, since a Vaishnava dedicates all the results of his activities to the Lord, he does not taste anything eatable which is not first offered to him. The Lord also relishes giving to the Vaishnava's mouth all eatables offered to him. And Prabhupada again says that Prabhupada says the Lord accepts sacrificial offerings from the Brahmanas and devotees, and elsewhere it is stated that whatever is given to the Brahmanas and Vaishnavas to eat is also accepted by the Lord. So both the things Prabhupada is saying. First of all, the Lord accepts the offerings made by Brahmanas and Vaishnavas. He accepts that. And whatever is offered to the Brahmanas and Vaishnavas, that also the Lord accepts. So it is like for the second time, you know, first time the Lord accepts when it is offered to him. But when the prasad is given to Brahmanas and Vaishnavas, the Lord again accepts that with greater relish. You understand? So, Prabhupada says the best example is of this is found in the life of Advaitacharya in his dealing with Haridas Thakur. So, because Haridas Thakur refused, you know, you should not offer the first Vishnu prasad, you know, of the Shraddh, the Vishnu prasad is offered to Vishnu, or the first patra was given to Haridas Thakur. And Haridas Thakur, no, you should not do that. He said, it will be like feeding millions of Brahmanas. That means I will please the Lord millions of times by offering the first Mahaprasad remnants to you. Lord will be millions of times more pleased by accepting through your mouth. Right? So Prabhupada gives that example of Haridas Thakur and Advaitacharya. But there's another point. Right? So although the Lord says that he is very happy when, you know, the Brahmanas are fed, but on the part of Brahmanas, he should not be simply happy to eat on Lord's behalf. He should also preach on Lord's behalf. That pleases the Lord even more. Right? Because Lord says, Yare dekha tare kaha Krishna upadesh. It is instruction also, right? So one should not be simply happy to eat on Lord's behalf. One should preach on Lord's behalf to make him even more happy, right? That is important. That is on the part of Brahmanas. The Lord, on Lord's part, is saying, I am so happy to feed the Brahmanas. Text 9.
Yesham vibharmi ham akhand vikuntha yoga. Maya vibhuti ramalangri raja kirite. Raja kirite. Viprams tuko na visahet yad arhanambha. Sadhya punati saha chandra lalama lokan.
I am the master of my unobstructed internal energy, and the water of Ganges is the remnant left after my feet are washed. That water sanctifies the three worlds along with Lord Shiva, who bears it on his head. If I can take the dust of the feet of the Vaishnava on my head, who will refuse to do the same?
So basically, the Lord is saying that Mother Ganges flows through me. It purifies the whole world. Lord Shiva is purified by that. And if I take the dust of the feet of the Vaishnavas on my head, who will refuse to do the same? Another point which is made from this verse only, Viprams tu ko nas visahet. Even if, which will become more clear in the next verse, even if the Brahmanas are sometime becoming angry, you know, Brahmanas sometime very haughty by nature, they may become angry immediately, no one should retaliate. A person should submit. If a Brahmana becomes angry, he should immediately submit himself and not speak angrily against, not retaliate, the Lord is saying. Since I take the dust of their feet on my head, therefore no one else should, everyone should, even if the Brahmana sometimes angrily speak the curse, One should tolerate it and not retaliate, not speak against, not should not become angry in return. One should submit to the Brahmanas, the Lord is saying over herein. Right? So Prabhupada says, last three lines, he has the greater respect for the Brahmana and the Vaishnava. When the Lord himself offers so much respect to the Vaishnava and the Brahmana, how can one deny such respect to such personalities? Right? Text 10. Ye me tanur dvijavaran duhitir madiya bhutanyalabdha sharanani cha bheda buddhya drakshante agashatadrisho yahi manne vastan agashatadrisho yahi manne vastan gridra rusha mam kushante adidandane tu.
The Brahmanas, the cows, and the defenseless creature are my own body. Those whose faculty of judgment has been impaired by their own sin look upon these as distinct from me. They are just like furious serpents, and they are angrily torn apart by the bills of the vulture-like messenger of Yamraj, the superintendent of the sinful persons.
Okay, so then the Lord is saying, those who see difference between me and the Brahmanas, they go to hell. Right? Those who see the difference between me and Brahmanas go to hell. Those persons who see my form as different from the Brahmanas, the cows, and those without shelter, right, defenseless creatures, bhutanne alabdha sharanani, who are this? Women, children, old men. Those who see my form as different from these five or these three categories, right? That three can be expanded into five. Brahmanas, cows, and defenseless creatures like women, children, and old men. They also go to hell. Right? So, and they also go to hell. Rather, they are dealt by the messenger of the Yamraj. They are like envious serpents. They are dealt by Yamraj. So, basically, one should not, again, some people think that Alabdha Sharanani, the theory of Darid Narayan, the Lord is saying, you know, one who sees the difference between me and these defenseless creatures, right? And they will go to hell. Basically, the Lord is saying, one should understand that I desire protection from for them. Therefore, those who neglect to protect their subjects, especially these five, right? They will be going to hell. They should see they are non-different in terms of that this duty is given by me. I desire that these five be protected. Right? So in this way, and of course everyone is a part and parcel of the Lord. Right? So and is the Lord desire that they be protected. Therefore, those who do not do this duty, that is the meaning of those who see the difference. So they do neglect this duty, they are neglecting me. And thus they will be, they are like envious serpents who will be dealt by the vulture-like Yamdutas. Right? The vultures deal very seriously with the snake. They can, you know, destroy. So that's the point Lord is making over here. Then, go to text 11. Ye brahmanan maidhaya shipatorcha archayantas Tushya Dhida Smita Sudokshita Padma Vaktra. Vanya Anuraga Kalayatma Javad Gananta. Sambodayantyamivaham Upahritaste.
On the other hand, they captivate my heart who are gladdened in heart, and who, their lotus faces, enlightened by nectarian smiles, respect the Brahmanas, even though the Brahmanas utter harsh words. They look upon the Brahmanas as my own self and pacify them by praising them in loving words. Even as a son would appease an angry father, or as I am pacifying you.
Right? So again the Lord says that those people who still respect the Brahmanas and try to pacify them, even though the Brahmanas utter harsh words, but they still try to pacify them and submit to them, right? And still smile at them, or you know, have a pleasing demeanor, still have a lotus-like face in front of them, right? They very much please me to behave like this, right? Just Lord is saying, just like I am trying to pacify, or just like a son try to pacify an angry father, you know. So, or the son should try to pacify an angry father, you know. If the father is angry, the son should not become angry, he should still try to appease, right? That is, I don't know if that example is seen nowadays or not, but that would be the standard, that would be the training actually, you know. If the father is angry at the son should try to pacify with soothing words, right? He should not retaliate. So Prabhupada says, there are many examples of this, right? We see the fourth, fifth line of the purport. For instance, the son of Kuvera, when cursed by the great sage Narada, did not seek revenge in the same harsh way, but submitted. Here also, when Jayavijay were cursed by the four Kumaras, they did not become harsh towards them. Rather, they submitted. Right? So the Lord is saying, the Brahmanas are known to become very angry very soon, but one should not retaliate, one should submit to them. And then if a person does that, he actually pleases me. Right? Prabhupada says in the last 4 or 5 lines, it is specifically said that to pacify the Brahmanas, one's face should be lotus-like. A lotus-like face is exhibited when one is adorned with love and affection. In this respect, the example of a father's being angry at the son and the son's trying to pacify the father with smiling and sweet words is very appropriate. Right? So one should try to pacify the Brahmana with smiling and sweet words if the Brahmanas become angry. One should not retaliate. Right? The Lord is not just saying that. Right? Lord himself did that. Right? When the Lord did that? No, even if the Brahmanas kind of speak harshly or punish a person, still a person should smiling try to please them. Bhrigu, see, the Lord is not speaking only. The Lord practiced that himself. Bhrigu was very angry, you know, just sleeping over here, and he kicked the Lord. But the Lord, you know, Lord didn't become angry. Rather, with a smiling face, he tried to pacify Bhrigu Muni. Right? It's very difficult actually. What the Lord is saying is extremely difficult, but the Lord shows it by the example, by doing it. Right? Text 12. Tanme sobhartura avasayama lakshamano yushmadvati kramagatim pratipadya sadhya bhuyo mamantikamitam tadanugraho me. Yatkalpatam achirato bhityor vivasa.
These servants of mine have transgressed against you, not knowing the mind of their master. I shall therefore deem it a favor done to me if you order that, although reaping the fruit of their transgression, they may return to my presence soon, and the time of their exile from my abode may expire before long.
Right? If you very carefully study all the verses spoken by the Lord, it's very confusing actually. You know? Now what is the Lord saying? Lord saying, you will be so kind to me. Please, you know, I accept all the mistake. You know, I also sanction the punishment. And I beg the favor, if you can, you know, arrange that although they will reap the fruit of their, you know, offense, but they can soon come back to me. Right? So, now, Vishnu Thakur says, now Kumaras, as if in their mind they are saying, O Master, you say that those who commit offenses to the Brahmanas commit offenses to you. But now, you are begging on their behalf, or you are saying they should come back to me as soon as possible. You know, like if they have offended you, why are you showing so much affection to them in this? Right? You're begging on their behalf. Right? So therefore the Lord, you know, kind of replies, I cannot control myself. Right? It is not possible for me to give up my natural quality of being Vrityor Vivasha. No, Vivasha is exile over here. That my natural quality of being Bhakta Vatsala, basically. Therefore, the Lord's affection to his devotees. Bhuyo mamantikam itam tad anugraho me. So the Lord is begging their anugraha upon his devotees out of his own affection toward the devotees. So therefore, the Lord says, although they have committed a mistake, but I'm asking your favor, they may come back soon. Because I cannot give my affection to my devotees. Right? So the Prabhupada remarks, Prabhupada says in the last 5-6 lines, it is to be assumed that there is no possibility of a misunderstanding between the Lord and the devotees. Right? But when there are discrepancies or disruption between one devotee and another, see, important point. There cannot be misunderstanding between Lord and the devotee, because Lord is there in everyone's heart. But sometimes there are misunderstandings between devotee and devotee. Right? So Prabhupada said, when there are discrepancy or disruption between one devotee and another, one has to suffer the consequences, although that suffering is temporary. There are some consequences, but that is consequences are temporary. So, very important statement, the Lord is so kind, right, to his devotees that he took all the responsibility for the doorman's offense and requested the sages to give them facilities to return to Vaikuntha as soon as possible. Right? So therefore it's a great kindness of the Lord. Okay.
Hare Krishna.
Yes.
Prabhuji, as you marked that when there are discrepancies and disruption between devotees, one has to suffer consequences, and that suffering is temporary.
Yes.
And we also say, like, when if we do Vaishnava Prad, then our Bhakti Lata get uprooted and it's very difficult to, you know, curb the consequences.
When there are misunderstanding over here, you know, there is not like, there is some misunderstanding, right? So deliberate offenses are very severe, but there may be some misunderstanding, some inadvertently there may be some offense committed. So then for a very short time the Lord resolves that, right? Within a short time. So offenses also, you know, have been categorized as severe, medium and very light by Vishwanath Thakur, right? Probably in all the purports we'll read. Yeah, in this only, actually. There are offenses which are very severe, there are medium, and there are lesser offenses, slight offenses. Right? So therefore, even if there are, so here is a slight offense. You see, here this offense is in the category of slight offense. Therefore, Prabhupada is saying, you know, there is some discrepancy. Some slight offense due to misunderstanding may happen. That, and there may, due to that offense, there may be some temporary suffering. The person, then that's the Lord is kind that he, with the temporary suffering, he reinstates the devotee back to his original position. Yes. So what category you say that offense is?
So that was misunderstanding. Gopis misunderstood that Akura has come to take Krishna.
Okay. Yeah. So that is also kind of a small, slight offense. No, the offense did occur. You know, when the Akura came to take, the gopis, you know, they say, he is taking our beloved, you know, and they were offended by that act. So again, Vishnu Thakur explained, you know, he has come by the desire of the Lord. You know, the Lord wants to go to Mathura, but he didn't do his service sensitively. He should have assured the gopis that I am just taking them, they will be coming very soon. So he didn't, he just took, Vishnu Thakur says, he just took their life and soul without even comforting words. So therefore, that was his slight offense. You know, like you may have to inform somebody of some higher order also, but you should make sure that the devotee is comforted. So, you know, the sensitivity in service should always be present. So there are many subtle aspects to it. Right? As we were discussing yesterday, someone, a person may have to be very firm, but still he should be, you know, he should not be harsh in any way. He has to firm, he should not be very harsh. He should be sensitive, should be make sure that if a devotee is feeling discomfort, he should comfort by sweet words, etc. You know, so because Akrura did not give comforting word to the gopis and just took Krishna away, there was a slight offense on his part for which he had to suffer the consequences. You know, that he had to go away from Dwarka and became involved in Shamantraka controversy. The details are there of that, of the result of that offense. But yes, so among devotees, you know, when we are talking of devotees here, we are talking of all, you know, the elevated devotees over here. Even in Vaikuntha or even among pure devotees, sometimes there may be some misunderstanding, slight offense here and there. So the Lord takes the charge and there may be some consequential suffering for some time, but then the Lord reinstates. Right? So that principle comes over here. Okay, so we can take a break. We'll continue after 10 minutes.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Text 13. Brahma Vacha
Atatasyo Shatim Devim Rishikulyam Sarasvatim Nasvad Nasvadhyamanyudhashtanam Teshamatma Petripyata.
Brahma continued, even though the sages had been bitten by the serpent of anger, the souls were not satiated with hearing the Lord's lovely and illuminating speech, which was like a series of Vedic hymns.
Okay, so Atatasya Ushatim Devim, the Lord words were very brilliant, they were very lovely. Na Swadhyaya Manyu Dashtanam, they could not fully relish, fully appreciate the Lord's word. The four Kumaras. Oh, there are many revelations will come. You know. There are many subtleties over here. So they're saying the four Kumaras, the Lord spoke so beautifully, right? So brilliantly, so lovely, they could not fully relish and not even comprehend these words of the Lord. Why? Because of they were bitten with the serpent of anger. Therefore, important point here is, first of all, Vishwanath Thakur says, though they showed great repentance, The non-removal of their anger shows the difficulty in removing an offense to the devotee. Right? So now the wheel will turn gradually. You will see the wheel turning gradually. Now the what is being pointed out here, although Lord glorified them so much, it's saying they could not relish the speech of the Lord, nor could comprehend it, because they could not be totally freed from the anger. There were still some hard feelings in their heart because of the offense. Though they show great repentance, though they repented, the non-removal of their anger shows the difficulty in removing an offense to the devotee. Whom did they offended? Jai Vijay. Although the Lord is saying, you know, my servant offended, but now, as I said, the wheel is turning now. This verse says they could not fully relish because of their offense to Jai and Vijay. You may say, but the Kumara's experience, Tasya Arvinda Nayanasya Padar Vinde Kanjal Kitu Mishra Tulasi Makaranda Vayu, they fell in love with Lord, right? Personal meditation. So how do you say that? Right? He said they could experience though that mercy of the Lord because of the mercy of Jai Vijay. Right? It's quite surprising now. As I said, the wheel is turning now. Just see how the wheel turns. They could experience that fragrance and personal attraction toward the Lord because of the mercy of Jai Vijay. They say, how did Jai Vijay show mercy to them? Jai Vijay, by falling at their feet, right? By their humility, they made four Kumaras realize their mistake. And that's how Jai Vijay showed mercy to them. Right? First, Jai Vijay, they fell down at the four Kumaras' feet. Right? Because of their natural Vaishnava humility, they showed mercy to the four sages to realize their mistake. Like someone is chastising someone very harshly. Other person, you know, just bow down. And then immediately the person is chastising realizes, you know, actually, I've been speaking too much, you know. Like I crossed the limit. I should not have been so harsh. He's a gentle person. So a person who submits in humility helps actually shows mercy to the person who may be very aggressive and helps him try to realize his mistake. So therefore, Jai Vijay, because Jai Vijay showed mercy to four Kumaras by helping them realize the mistake and they became repentant, by Jai Vijay's mercy they could experience that fragrance and transformation of heart. Right? But, now listen again, if the four Kumaras had not committed an offense to the devotees, then they would have developed pure Dasya Prem. Now they could only develop Shantarati. So, just see the offense, you know how these offenses are such a stumbling block. He said, if they had not committed the offense to Jai Vijay, by experiencing Lord, they could have become Dasya Bhaktas. Dasya Rati could have been developed. Now that Rati remained only Shantarati because those offenses were not completely removed. That stumbling block was there. Right? Can you imagine how, you know, sometimes we may feel, you know, I am advancing, you know, I may have committed offenses, but I am still making some advancement. You may feel, you know. But one should know that, you know, one may still make some advancement by the mercy of other Vaishnavas whom you may serve, you know. But still, those offenses which we have committed to Vaishnavas are posing a stumbling block. We could have advanced much more by our hearing chanting if we can clear those offenses. Or if we would not have committed. First of all, one should not commit offenses. One should be extremely careful. Knowing that even in the stage of prema, right, this rati means prema. Even when they attained prema, they attained less prema. Udhar kat ho gaya. Can you imagine? Even the professional stage, these four kumaras are no ordinary people. Right? They are the speakers of Bhagavatam. They have the prayers of Bhagavatam. Right? They speak so many times in the Bhagavatam. They will go and instruct Prithu Maharaj, right? And there will be beautiful verses, right? They speak and their prayers are glorified, their words are glorified, but they did not attain higher prema because of this offense. Right? So the offenses are so severe. So one should be very cautious, and one should be very cautious to clear them. Right? One should not offend any Vaishnava. Who is a Vaishnava? Anyone who chants the holy name of the Lord, even once. By Mahaprabhu's definition, he is a Vaishnava. Because resident of Kulinagaram asked, Lord, how do we understand who is a Vaishnava? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't say, see Farat Kanti, Mala, Tilak and bead bag in the hand, then you understand a Vaishnava. No, Lord said, Prabhu kahe yaar mukhe shuni ek bar, Krishna naam sei pujya shrestha sabakar. If you hear someone chanting the name of Krishna even once, respect him as a Vaishnava. Never commit offense against that person. Right? That's Mahaprabhu's definition of Vaishnava. That person should not commit. For that is the Vaishnava, the lowest, neophyte Vaishnava. Mahaprabhu gives further definition also in due course of time. We'll not go into that now, but one should not offend a Vaishnava, right? So that's, or one should be extremely careful, because even in the perfectional stage, these offenses pose a stumbling block. So Vishwanath Thakur says, there is a verse in Bhakti Rasamrita-sindhu, 1354 of Bhakti Rasamrita-sindhu, by an offense against the dearest devotee of the Lord, even real bhava will be destroyed. Person has attained, his bhava means he is already on the about to attain prema. His heart is filled with emotion on hearing and chanting. Real bhava, said, by offense that will be destroyed. As we were saying, Bhakti Lada will be destroyed by an offense. If the offense is grave, that will be destroyed. If the offense is medium, that bhava will turn into bhava abhas, a shadow, dim reflection. The light is, bulb is shining brilliantly. When the voltage becomes low, abhas, it will reduce the power. That is kind of abhas. Bhava abhas will happen. If the offense is slight, the bhava will become of inferior type. Inferior means from dasya to shanta, as happened over here. It was a slight offense. Right? So the bulb will become fuse. If the offense is grave, it will diminish. If the offense is medium, and it will become inferior type. 40 watt will become 25 watt, whatever. I'm just giving some example to understand. The bhava will become of inferior type. Right? Or if the fence is slight, right? So I don't want to give more examples, but you understood, right? Go ahead. No. Here non-satiation is translated as they were not satisfied, they could not relish. That's the meaning of non-satiation over here.
Isn't it a normal for devotees to not get
satiated? No, it's not that. That's what I'm saying. The meaning is not that, they relished, but they were not fully satisfied. It's not that what Vidurji was saying, I'm not fully satisfied. Vayam tuna vitripyama. It's not like that. It's not that connotation over here. The meaning here is given by the acharyas. Don't go just this word, that word must have the same meaning. Already cautioned. Don't go on just the word itself. That is the same word, so it should mean the same. No. What the word means in this case is, their heart did not feel the satisfaction which they could have experienced. Right? Because there was still some remnants of anger due to the offense. Right? Okay, we go to text 14. Satim vyadaya shinvanto lagavim guru artha gahvaram vighayagad gambhiram navidustachikirshitam.
The Lord's excellent speech was difficult to comprehend because of its momentous import and its most profound significance. The sages heard it with wide open ears and pondered it as well. But although hearing, they could not understand what he intended to do.
Right, so again, I said in the beginning only, the Lord's words were very deep, grave. Right? So the five qualities of Lord's words are mentioned over here. First is Satim. Satim means splendid, or Prabhupada says excellent. Words were very splendid. Then second quality of his word is Laghavim. Laghavim means eloquent. Just properly phrased, you know. Laghavim. Then Guru Arth Gahvaram. Guru Arth Gahvaram means it had vast meaning. Guru Arth Gahvaram means it was difficult to understand. So the third quality is the words were very difficult to understand because of its vast meaning. Vast here means the expanse. Right? Guru Arth, there was a lot of meaning in that. So they could not comprehend, you know. Their software hanged, kind of. Although four Kumaras have, you know, huge capacity, and they pondered for a long time, but they could not grasp the its vastness. Then, Agad. Agad means the Lord's intentions were incomprehensible. What is the Lord? What is the Lord wants to, you know? They could not understand, is the Lord praising them or chastising them? Is the Lord, you know, pleased with them, you know, or is not pleased with them? You know, a kind of, they could not understand. Agad, right? And then Gambhiram. Gambhiram means very grave. Grave means depth of meaning. They could not, depth of meaning, one is the expanse of meaning. Expanse means that there was so much meaning, vast meaning. One is deep meaning. What is the purport of? They could not understand the purport of his words. What exactly, you know, the Lord wants to, you know, say over here. What is he? Right? So therefore, this five, Satim, Lagavim is eloquent, Guru Artha Gahara means difficult to understand because of vast meaning, Agad means they were incomprehensible because of his intention. His intention was incomprehensible. And fifth is Gambhiram. That very deep import, purport could not be understood. Right? So Prabhupada says, the sages tried with wide open ears to understand the words from the lips of the Supreme Lord. But although his speech was very concise and meaningful, the sages could not completely comprehend what he was saying. They could not even comprehend the purport of the speech or what the Lord wanted to do. Nor they could understand whether the Lord was angry or pleased with them. Right? They could even comprehend if the Lord is angry or pleased with us. Right? They were trying to ponder upon the Lord's statement. Go ahead. It will be revealed what were the Lord's, you know, to some extent it will be revealed. Because the Lord's intentions are so grave, no one can fully understand. Yad vijigyasaya yuktaya muhyanti kavayopihi. There is one proof, you know. The Lord's intentions. All these Brahmanas are also great kavis, you know, great learned scholars. The sons of Brahma, right, fixed in Brahma realization. But Muhyanti, they could not comprehend. Te yoga maya arabdha parmishthya mahodayam prochu pranjalayo vipra prahashta shubhitatvacha.
The four Brahmana sages were nevertheless extremely delighted to behold him, and they experienced a thrill throughout their bodies. They then spoke as follows to the Lord, who had revealed the multi-glorious of the Supreme Personality through his internal potency, Yoga Maya.
Okay, so now further, Vishwanath Thakur has given further insights. Now, all the, you know, as I said, the wheel is gradually turning. So, the servants, they are not able to comprehend the Lord's intention. And now, Vishwanath Thakur reveals the Lord's intention. He says, If you see, although it looks, right, that the Lord is very affectionate and praising four Kumaras, but actually he is more affectionate towards his Jaya Vijay. If you see the text, go to text 2. Eto to parshado mahiyam. Lord says, oh, these are two my associates. This shows the Lord saying, these two are my associates. Oh fools, you have cursed my associates. Right? That's the inner intention Vishnu Thakur points out. Right? So in this statement, there is a more mercy, more affection shown to Jaya Vijay. And then the Lord says, ignoring my attentions, they offended you. However, Vishnu Thakur Bhagavan, since previous to offending the Kumaras, the doorkeepers had not ignored the Lord's intentions. They had never ignored the Lord's intention. So he's saying there is a crooked utterance of the Lord indicating that the Lord was actually angry with the Kumaras. As I said, Vishnu Thakur points, even this verse, although the Lord apparently says, I am angry with Jaya Vijay, he is actually angry with Kumaras, the way he, you know, that is the real intention. And then the Lord says, next verse, Sa eva anumato asmabhir. He's saying, the punishment is permitted by me. Lord says, if I had not given permission, then you would not, then the punishment would not take place at all, right? So I didn't want you to people to feel worthless, you know. So therefore, I permitted the punishment, right? I didn't cancel your curse. I could have immediately. So therefore, Lord immediately says, I permit this punishment, right? So that the brahmanas may not feel worthless. So then the Lord says, I consider I have committed the offense, right? In the next verse, the Lord says, I have committed the offense. This shows the Lord great love for his doorkeeper, that he takes them as very self, whom he is more affectionate to, whom he considers them as his very self. So this statement also shows his great affection for his devotees, his parshads, then the Jaya Vijay. And then the Lord says, I have attained my fame as Tirth. Right? That is which verse? Shuddha Tirtha Kirti, sixth verse. Because of you, Vishwanath Thakur says, Lord is just saying this because of, these are external words. External praise. This is not heartfelt praise. Right? And then the Lord says, I should cut off my arm. You know, my arm offends. So he said, since the Lord identifies the doorkeeper as his arms, the statement shows his great attachment to them. Again, the Lord says, my feet are made pure by service to you. Again, it's external praise. So there is external praise Lord does. You know. And then the Lord says, you know, I like to eat more from the mouth of Brahmanas. Lord says, I say this because so that you may get good prasad. You know, people may continue to feed good prasad. Since you are all fond of prasad, you know. I want to make sure you get good prasad. Right? So all the things Vishnu Thakur says, all that was the external praise for the Brahmanas. Right? And then how he shows that, although the Lord further says, and then when the Lord says in one place that I have my wealth of power because of holding dust of Brahmanas, you know, I worship the dust of Brahmanas, I get my power from there. Lord says, now the Lord is joking. You know, the Lord was like externally speaking, And at certain place he was joking also. And then you will see four Kumara is also admitted toward the end of his prayers. My Lord, this is actually joking what you were saying. You know, they will also admit. Those words will come, we will see. So when the Lord says, I am controlled by Brahmanas who even though they offend others, you know, I am controlled by them, they may offend others. So Vishnu Thakur says, it is the natural quality of the Brahmana to become angry. And Lord says, I and my devotee laugh at them. I give natural tolerance only to my devotees, and I'll be controlled by that alone. Because tolerance did not appear in Jaya and Vijay at that time, I have shown indifference to them. Thus, they have been cursed by you. It will not be otherwise. Because I was not indifferent to Ambarish, there was no effect from the anger of Durvasa. On the contrary, the burning produced by my chakra was directly burning Durvasa Muni. That burning was produced by me, the lover of the Brahmanas, the Lord is saying. Although the Lord is saying that I love the Brahmanas, respect so much, but that Lord only arranged that Durvasa Muni, who was a great Brahmana, was tormented by the heat of Sudarshan Chakra. So Lord said, because I became indifferent means I allowed the four, the Jaya and Vijay to be cursed by you. Therefore, you could curse them or the curse took effect. But I became little indifferent to Jaya Vijay. The reason will be given later. Because I showed little indifference to them, therefore you could even curse and the curse will take effect by my permission. The curse did not take any effect when I was not indifferent to Ambarish Maharaj. On the other hand, Durvasa Muni started feeling the heat. Right? So therefore, the Lord shows, therefore I am controlled only by my pure devotees and not simply by Brahmanas. So if you see previous glories, Prabhupada also carefully attributes to pure devotees only. Right? But the Lord is speaking to Brahmanas. Therefore, it is clarified here that in all this episode, when the Lord is speaking all those verses, He is just externally speaking. He is actually more merciful to Jaya Vijay, His associates. Right? And is more affectionately inclined toward His devotees and is more controlled by them than by just the Brahmanas. Right? Like that. Text 15, we already decided, right? So Vishnu Thakur says, so they wondered for a long time, the Kumaras, in this very purport, is mentioned that the four Brahmana sages were nevertheless extremely delighted to behold them, and they experienced a thrill throughout their bodies, and then they started speaking, right? So he said, for a long time they wondered whether the Lord is favoring them or condemning them. So they concluded the Lord was pleased with them, and then they rejoiced. Right? Then they rejoiced. But they didn't realize that actually, you know, that He was more pleased with Jaya Vijay. It is more favoring them. Of course, He's showing mercy to them. He let them experience because of the mercy shown by Jaya Vijay, as we discussed. So that He let them also experience His mercy. But it was not as much as He was affectionate to Jaya Vijay. ऋषयः ऊचु नावयं भगवन् विद्मस् तव देव च कीर्षितम् कृतो मे अनुग्रहश्चेति यदध्यक्षा प्रभाषसे.
The sages said, O supreme personality of Godhead, we are unable to know what you intend for us to do. For even though you are the supreme ruler of all, you speak in our favor as if we had done something good for you.
Right? So even though they kind of concluded that, you know, Lord seems to be pleased with us, but still they are saying, you know, we are not able to understand your intention. you should please clarify, right? They want to hear from Lord what is his actually intention, right? So they want to know, since the Supreme Lord, since you say to us that we have shown mercy to you, and since that is impossible, right? The Lord is saying, you have shown me great mercy. I attribute all my, you know, the Goddess Shri remains with me because I serve you all. They're saying all this is impossible. Is it that wanting to punish us, you are first joking with us? Right? They are like asking the Lord. Or maybe desiring to favor us, to spread dharma you have created. Since you favor Brahmanas, you are actually praising us. So they are saying, we are not able to understand your intention. Right? Brahmanasya param devam. Brahmana kilate prabho. Pranam deva devadam. Bhagavan atma devatam.
O Lord, you are the supreme director of the Brahminical culture. You are considering the Brahmanas to be in the highest position is your example for teaching others. Actually, you are the supreme worshipable deity, not only for the gods, but for the Brahmanas also.
Okay, so they are now clarifying. They are themselves clarifying the word of the Lord. He said, the Brahmanas are the supreme deity for everyone, the Lord is saying, only because of your liking for the Brahmanas, your fondness for the Brahmanas. They do not have that position independently. Right? So one should understand, sometime when we say that the devotees are more merciful than the Lord, because the Lord wants to manifest more mercy through the devotees. It's not that they are independently more merciful. You understand the point? So whenever it is said, you know, so therefore, they are saying, you know, you are saying Brahmana is my worshipable deity, everyone's worshipable deity. He said, only because you favor the Brahmana, therefore Brahmana is worshipable deity. They have no, as such, they don't have that supreme position independently. So therefore one should understand, only Krishna is the independent supreme personality of Godhead. All other whom the Lord glorifies and all the position, they all have been given by him, and he wants. He wants his devotees to manifest greater mercy than him. Therefore, the devotees are considered more merciful. Getting the point? So, it's an important point over here. Therefore, says Bhagavan Atma Devatam. You are the our Devata. You know, without you, we are simply nothing. We are simply dead. Four Kumaras is saying. Right? We are not independent at all. So they are clarifying all the words of the Lord. Right? You are actually in the position of the Lord, not the Brahmanas. They're saying. We go to text 18. Tota sanatano dharmo rakshate tanu bhistava dharmasya paramo guhyo Nirvikaro Bhavan Mata.
You are the source of the eternal occupation of all living entities, and by your multi manifestations of personalities of Godhead, you have always protected religion. You are the supreme objective of religious principles, and in our opinion, you are inexhaustible and unchangeable eternally.
Okay, so now Tota Sanatano Dharmo. What is the Sanatana Dharma? Eternal occupation is bhakti. Rakshate Tanu Bhistava. You protect this Sanatana Dharma bhakti by Rakshate and protect Tanu Bhistava by your multi manifestations. So therefore Vishnu Thakur says, by in the form of devotees you protect. Devotees are also manifestation of the Lord. Right? The Lord says, one should not, my devotees are my own self. Right? So therefore, here in Tanubhistava refers to your body in the form of your devotees and not the brahmanas. So Four Kumaras are saying, you actually protect bhakti through your devotees and not brahmanas. Right? So, therefore, actually, your devotees are superior to the brahmana. So they are kind of admitting over here that your devotees, Jayavaj, actually are superior to us. Right? By saying that you protect dharma through your devotees. Right? Who, since the devotees are non-different from you, dharma is protected by your body in the form of the devotees, since they engage in bhakti everywhere. Right? They engage in bhakti everywhere, they spread bhakti. Like that. So, we go to text 19. Taranti anjasa mrityum nivrittaya danugraha yoginasa bhavan kim sved anugrayeta yat pare.
Mystics and transcendentalists, by the mercy of the Lord, cross beyond nescience by seizing all material desires. It is not possible, therefore, that the Supreme Lord can be favored by others.
Right? So therefore, they are raising a question, you know, and the Lord is saying, please give me a favor, that you allow my devotees to come back to me soon. He said, everyone, tarantihi anjasa mrityum, nivritta yad anugrahat, everyone crosses over the ocean of this nescience by your mercy. You know, the yogis, especially the yogis, cross this ocean of nescience by your mercy. And how is that you are asking, you know, the favor from somebody? Right? Yogina sa bhavan kim swid anugraheya yat para kim swid. How is it that therefore kim swid indicates a question with astonishment? Right? How is it that you need someone's favor? It's not possible. Right? Since you are begging favor from us, how is it possible? By your favor, everyone achieves the result of his yoga or activities, devotional service. Right? So, go to text 20th. So Prabhupada also says the same thing, the last three lines. The Lord is therefore not in need of another's favor, because no one is equal to or greater than him. Actually, everyone needs the favor of the Lord for successful understanding of his human mission. Right? Text 20. Yam vai vibhuti berupayatya anuvelamanya. Artharti bhi soshirasa dhritapadarenu Danyarpitangri tulasi navadamadamno Lokam madhu vratapater ivakamayana Dapater ivakamayana.
The goddess of fortune, Lakshmi, the dust of whose feet is worn on the head by others, waits upon you as appointed, for she is anxious to secure a place in the abode of the king of bees, who hovers on the fresh breath of tulsi leaves offered at your feet by some blessed devotee.
Okay, so they are saying now. The Lord has said, you know, how is, you know, even God of the fortune remains with me because I serve the dust of lotus feet of you brahmanas. Right? So they are now saying that. He said, it's not at all possible. Goddess Lakshmi always desire the place at her lotus feet. You know, just like a king of the bees, he always goes around the tulsi, you know, which is offered to Lord's lotus feet. Goddess fortune also desires that position. Always. Right? So how is it that, you know, when you are saying that you God is Lakshmi doesn't give up you because you have served the Brahmanas, it's not possible, they are saying. Right? This is impossible. Again, Prabhupada says, the conclusion is that no one can be the benefactor of the Lord. Everyone is actually the servant of the servant of the Lord. Ekela Ishwar Krishna Arasab Bhritya Yare Yase Nashai Sai Taiche Kare Nitya. Ekela Ishwar Krishna, the Lord, only independent Supreme Lord, the only benefactor of everyone is Krishna, right? Everyone else is actually favored by him. Root text 21. Yastam vivikta charitair anuvartamanam. Natya driyat parama bhagavata prasanga. Driyat parama bhagavata prasanga. Sotam dvijanupatha punya raja punita. Shrivasa lakshmakimaga bhagavajanastvam.
O Lord, you are exceedingly attached to the activities of your pure devotees, yet you are never attached to the goddesses of fortune who constantly engage in your transcendental loving service. How can you be purified, therefore, by the dust of the path traversed by the Brahmanas? And how can you be glorified or made fortunate by the marks of Srivatsa on your chest?
Okay, so they continue that you can't be purified by the dust of the Brahmanas, or you can't even be glorified by the marks of Srivas on your chest. It is Goddess Shri who becomes glorified being residing on your chest. Right? So therefore, they are saying that although she resides on your chest, you are not very much attached to the Goddess of Fortune. Right? So the important point over herein is the word which is used is na ati driyat. Right? The second line, first word, that yatam vivikta charitair vartmanu, is refers to the Shri over here, Goddess Shri, that you are not very much attached. That means you are somewhat attached to Goddess Lakshmi. Just because she is your wife, you are not attached to her. Because she renders service to you, therefore you are somewhat attached. So the Lord, for those who actually are devotees of the Lord, to them the Lord is very much attached, they are saying. Right? If you see, you are exceedingly attached. You are attached to those who are Param Bhagavata, your great devotees. You are extremely attached to them and not to God of Fortune because she is your wife. You are not very much attached. To the degree because she likes to render service, you are attached. Right? So that, because there are many statements where the Lord says, I am not, Brahma is not very dear to me, Lord Shiva is not so dear to me, God Shri is not that dear to me as Uddhava, you are dear to me. There is a verse like that. Right? So you may say, but they are also devotees. Right? Yes, to the degree they are devotees, to that degree only they are dear. Just because Lord Brahma and Shiva are representative of Lord. You know, they are like managers. So, you know, they manage. They have been appointed as managers. So just because they have some functional relationship with me, or some family relationship with me, they don't become dear. My devotees have heart-to-heart relationship with me, they are more dear to me. So Lord says, I don't favor someone because, you know, related to me, as my wife or my, you know, sons or whoever, or someone who is managing some administrative work, she becomes very dear to me. No, my devotee is most dear to me. That's the point, you know, it comes over that place, and here also, it comes that point.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji.
Yes.
So Prabhuji, Lord is making difference between the devotees on the basis of their bhavas, because Lakshmi in a dasya bhava and a pure devotee.
No, here Lord is saying just because she is my wife doesn't mean she is dear to me. The Lord is making distinction. One who is related to me, to the degree a person serves me, to that degree a person is dear to me. My devotee is not, even within the devotee, now Lakshmi ji, when she devotedly serves, she becomes dear. Now the Lord is making distinction, right? I clarified quite clearly in terms of family relation or business relation. You know, business relation, creation is business relation. You know, Brahma and Shiva, they create, and one creates and one destroys. You know, the demigod, they do some management, etc. So they don't become dear because they do some administrative function or they are related in the family wise, etc. For the Lord, main thing is the devotional service. So to the capacity, to the degree Goddess Shri has devotional service, to that degree the Lord is affectionate. That's the point actually. Right? Fine. So now Prabhupada says, that Prabhupada gives a beautiful insight, you know, regarding another way to understand all those statements of the Lord, which four Kumaras will also point it out. The last few lines of this purport, 21st, the Lord's statement that his opulence is due to the benediction of the Brahmanas and Vaishnavas is only to teach others that they should respect Brahmanas and Vaishnavas, the devotees of the Lord. So that some of the statements of the Lord were just like external praise. You know, external praise. Even few were even joke also. You know. And other statements were to instruct others, you know, that they should follow. They should respect Brahmanas and Vaishnavas. Like that. So it's not to be taken literally, those statements. Right? Text 22. Dharmasya te bhagavatas triyugat tribhiswe padbhischaracharamidam dvijadevatartham nunam bhritam tadabhighati rajastamascha satvena no vardaya tanuva nirasya.
O Lord, you are the personification of all religion. Therefore, you manifest yourself in three millenniums, and thus you protect this universe, which consists of animate and inanimate beings, by your grace, which is of pure goodness and is the bestower of all blessings. Kindly drive away the elements of Rajas and Tamas for the sake of the demigods and twice born.
Okay, so they glorify the Lord as Triyuga. Triyuga has three meanings. Lord is Triyuga. First is, he appears in three yugas, Satya, Dwapara and Treta, as Leela Avatar. Leela Avatar. In Kali Yuga, he doesn't appear as Leela Avatar. Therefore, he is known as Triyuga. And Triyuga also means the Lord has six opulences. Yuga means Jodi also. You know, Yuga means two. Bhatta, Juga. Juga Bhatta, like Raghunath Bhatta and Gopal Bhatta are called as Bhatta Juga, the two Bhattas. So three Yuga means three into two, six opulences of the Lord. So Lord is three Yuga means he is adorned with six opulences. Right? And three Yuga, the third meaning of three Yuga is, in three millenniums, the religious principles are protected by three kinds of spiritual culture, which is, right, so this, if you see the first meaning of three yuga is given in the very first paragraph, one who appears in three millenniums as Leela Avatar. The second meaning is given in the beginning of second paragraph. And the third meaning is given in the sixth line, fifth or sixth line of the same second paragraph. In 3 millennium, the religious principles are protected by 3 kinds of spiritual culture, namely austerity, cleanliness and mercy. The Lord is called Tri-Yuga. Right? So that is about Tri-Yuga, but glorifying the Lord as Tri-Yuga, they are praying that please the Lord, you appear by pure goodness and you drive away Rajas and Tamas. So they are praying that their Rajas and Tamas may be driven away. That influenced by these lower modes, they committed offense by cursing the devotees. Right? Prabhupada points that out in the third paragraph. The 4 Kumaras were cognizant of their situation in the modes of passion and ignorance. Because although in Vaikuntha they wanted to curse the devotees of the Lord, since they were conscious of their weakness, they prayed to the Lord to remove their still existing passion and ignorance. Right? So that's the mood of this prayer, this particular prayer. So therefore Prabhupada also talks of 3 regulative principles in the purport, if you see, and not the 4 regulative principles. In talking of 3 yugas, in 3 yugas, the religious principles are maintained by austerity, cleanliness and mercy. So therefore Prabhupada says, see the 8th or 9th last line of the purport. For the Krishna consciousness movement, therefore, there are 3 sinful activities which are prohibited. Namely, illicit sex, intoxication and eating food other than the prasad, which is like meat eating. These 3 prohibitions are based on the 3 principles. Right? So in the line with the purport, 3 yuga and the 3 yuga, 3 principles of religion. So Prabhupada also gives 3 regulative principles in the purport. Right? For the text 23. Satvam dijottama kulam yadi hatma gopam. Gopta vrisha swarhanen sasunritena. Sasunritena. Tarhiye vanankshati shivas tavadeva pantha. Loko grihiya sad rishabhasya hi tat pramanam.
O Lord, you are the protector of the highest of the twice born. If you do not protect them by offering worship and mild words, then certainly the auspicious path of worship will be rejected by people in general who act on the strength and authority of your lordship.
Okay, so this is also beautiful. Now they themselves say that all that, you spoke all those glories and praises, it is just that you want to protect the religious principles only which you have only started. Lord says Chaturvarnam as system, Brahmana as the head of society, everyone should respect. So just all these words you offered to protect the religious principles which you only start. Right? So basically, the important point here is they are saying that, my Lord, your glorification of Brahmanas like us was an administrative formality. Administration should go on. Sometime for administrative formality, you call, some important person and you glorify him, so that, administration should go on. But your glorification of the Vaishnavas, right, when the Lord comes straight from your heart, there is a difference. Right? So the Lord glorification of Brahmanas over herein, at other places also the Lord glorifies Brahmanas because of administrative formality. Right? So administration which has instituted should go on nicely. But when he glorifies the Vaishnavas, or his mercy shown to Brahmanas is the administrative formality. His mercy shown to Jai Vijay is from his heart. You're understanding the difference between over here, the two, right? Dealings of the Lord. Right? So Prabhupada again talks of, Bhagavad Gita, Lord says, yad yad acharati shrestha tatta devata rojana. Right? So in this way, Lord also says, mam vartmanu vartante mrushya partha sarvasha. If I do not, so Lord has administrative formalities also, right? So he behaved in a way that everyone should follow, and the administration goes on nicely, etc. No, that's what, see, I am just paraphrasing. Vishnu Thakur doesn't use this term, but the Brahmanas only are saying that only because you want the dharma, manashram dharma, Brahmana respect to go on, therefore you praised us. Right? So they themselves are admitting over here, and they themselves are saying. Right, so so they basically they are saying, Vishnu Thakur says, if you do not do so, then the others will also not respect and praise the Brahmanas. So that others may do, right? Therefore you do that. Therefore you say that. So I have like given him, it's a word, you know, administrative formality, which like comes out from their own words. Okay, so text 24. Tatte nabhishtamiva sattvanidher viditso Shemam janaya nija shakti virud udhritat are nija shakti virud dhritare neta vatatri adhipater bata vishva bhartu teja shatam tvavatanasya sate vinoda.
Dear Lord, you never want the auspicious path to be destroyed, for you are the reservoir of all God goodness. Just to benefit people in general, you destroy the evil element by your mighty potency. You are the proprietor of the three creations and the maintainer of the entire universe. Therefore, your potency is not reduced by your submissive behavior. Rather, by submission, you exhibit your transcendental pastimes.
Okay, so Prabhupada mainly talks of that how when the Lord, you know, submits very humbly, submissively, you know, all that, first of all, that doesn't destroy his position. Although the Lord may, you know, become submissive to Brahmanas, even Lord may become very subservient to his devotees also, right? Lord become Parthasarthi and other takes a very lowly position. By doing, by performing lowly tasks, the Lord doesn't, his position doesn't become lowly. Right? That is the important point over here. That mainly Prabhupada talks about that in the purport. That is the Naita Vata Tri Adhipater Bat Vishva Bhartus. Right? So your Shakti does not reduce, your position remains the same by your pastime. And Prabhupada gives many examples over here that he offers respect to, you know, Prabhupada says Lord Krishna was never reduced in his position by becoming a cowherd boy. Right? First of all, you know, many Kshatriyas would criticize him. They said, you know, you have been a cowherd boy. You know, they would give gali to Krishna by calling him Gopal. You know, that you would hurt the cause, you know, and you were Gopal, now you have come within Kshatriya. So like Gopal was like a gali, but Krishna would rejoice. You know, that he's lover of the cows, you know. But for them, they would, all the Kshatriyas king in Dwarka, when there is fight and all that, Jarasandha and party, they would criticize Lord Krishna by calling him Gopal. You know, for them it was like a, you know, kind of a gali, kind of, to minimize the position. So, but said Krishna takes, he becomes a cowherd boy, he offered respect to Sudama Brahman, right? And he becomes subservient to Nanda Maharaj, Vasudev, Yudhishthir Maharaj, Pandava, Mother Kunti. All of that doesn't reduce his position. He becomes even more glorious actually. Right? So then Prabhupada talks of that. And then Prabhupada says, in the middle of the purport, we should try to understand the appearance of Lord Krishna in this spirit as a Kumara's praise to him. And then in the Prabhupada comments on also this line, Teja Shatam to Avatanasya Sate Vinoda. So here, if you see, that when you become very submissive, right, your power doesn't reduce, rather Sate Vinoda. It is like one of your playful pastime. Right? Sate Vinoda. So themselves admit, you know, all these words. You know, you are playing with us. You know, you are a little bit joking with us also. It's also one of your play. So the Vinoda word is used. Text 25. Yamvana yordama madhisha bhavan vidatte vrittum vrittim nuvatad anuman mahinir valikam. Asma suvaya uchito driyatam sadando yena gaso vayam ayunkshmahi kil bishena.
O Lord, whatever punishment you wish to award to these two innocent persons or also to us, we shall accept without duplicity. We understand that we have cursed two faultless persons.
Okay, so you see, now directly they say, Ye anaghaso vayam. Anagh means that a person who is sinless. Vayam anyukshmahi kil bishena. That we have unduly cursed two faultless persons. Therefore, they are saying, My Lord, so now you may, whatever you want to make our curse true, or you want to even give them promote, you know, something. You can reverse our curse and promote them also. Whatever you want to do, it's acceptable to us. You take the decision. Or rather, they say, we don't even mind if that suitable curse, you know, what they said, you know, we want to give a suitable curse. They said, actually, we feel that curse is more suitable for us. You know, they said, we'll give a suitable punishment. So in this way, that amusha va yacha yajito, then let that suitable punishment be given to us. What we have given to them, that you can direct that punishment to us also, and keep your devotees with you and promote them. Please do, for we have committed a mistake by cursing your faultless devotees. Right? So see, the Kumaras, they have accepted their mistake, and you know it's very beautiful sentiment. You know, it's only a devotee can actually talk like this. You know, they have actually become devotees of the Lord. Right? So only a devotee can talk like this. So one very important point is, if someone criticizes a devotee's mistake, that criticism is taken by the Lord more seriously than the mistake. If someone praises a devotee for his good act, that praise is taken more seriously by the Lord than the good act itself. Therefore, like you know, Radha Swami Maharaj says, if you appreciate, if you take pleasure, devotee is advancing, you advance even more, because the Lord takes the criticism of his devotees more serious than the mistake itself. Similarly, someone had a good act, you praise, Lord takes that praise more seriously than the good act itself. Right? You see the beauty of devotional service. So therefore, by criticizing, a person degrades more than the person who commits a mistake. By praising a devotee, a person advances more than that devotee itself whom you are praising for the good act. Right? And the third aspect of that is, if a devotee has committed a wrong act, right? If we don't criticize, you know, even if a devotee is committing abominable act, Krishna says don't criticize, because criticism will be taken more seriously. Rather, if we still respect a person, even though he has considered abominable act, If it is rightly situated, if you still respect him as a devotee, then Krishna says, I consider that person to be a dharmatma. Acharyas have commented on the verse, api chet suduracharo bhajate mamanane bhag sadhu rev samantavya. If you still consider him to be a devotee, then shipram bhavati dharmatma. Acharya says, that person who considers my devotee, who may have considered mistakes to be still a my devotee, that person becomes a dharmatma. My devotee is always, he is already a dharmatma because he is still a dharmatma anyway. But one who doesn't disrespect my devotee who has committed a mistake, that person becomes a dharmatma. Right? So you see how important it is that we never should criticize or offend a Vaishnavas. That is very deadly. Right? And on the other side, praising a Vaishnava is so glorious. So like that. So through the series of verses, that lesson comes. So now the last section, the Lord just speaks one verse and Brahmaji concludes this whole thing that we'll be able to cover in 10 minutes. Shri Bhagavan Uvachat Eto Suretar Gatim Pratipadya Sadhya Samrambha Sambhrita Samadhyanu Anubhadda Yoga Dhyanubaddha yoga bhuya bhuya shakasham upayastha ashuyova shapu mayeva nimitas tadaveta vipra.
The Lord replied, O Brahmanas, know that the punishment you inflicted on them was originally ordained by me, and therefore they will fall to a birth in a demoniac family. But they will be firmly united with me in thought through mental concentration intensified by anger, and they will return to my presence shortly.
So, if you see in this whole episode, the Lord says, actually, I had already desired this punishment to be given to them, that they go to the material world. So there is no fault on any of this. This is ordained by me. But whatever the Lord took Jay and Vijay and this through was for both benefit. Right? So the whole sequence of events for the benefit of both, for the activity which the Lord had already planned. Right? So those who become the Lord instrument, they all advance. Right? In that way. So the Lord says, you all became instrument. You don't consider, that there is no offense on any of your part. No, this is on Lord's. The Lord is not taking any offense on anyone's part. The Lord's perspective. Right? From Blessing's perspective, he said, each committed offense to each other, etc. So therefore, Shapo Mayav Nimitas. Right? It was ordained by me only. So, but what is the reason, right? Someone asked that, why is the reason that you wanted your devotees to be given sharp? So as is Kumar asking, but what is the cause of giving such suffering to your two devotees, right? Jay and Vijay, since you are affectionate to devotees, why would you arrange they had to go through this whole painful situation and now they will be going to material world? So what does the Lord says? O Brahmanas, know the cause. Reflecting carefully, understand since you are omniscient. The Lord doesn't explain to the four Kumaras that why he wanted Jay and Vijay to go to the material world. The Lord doesn't reveal to the four Kumaras and said, you all are omniscient, you ponder over it and you will be able to understand. Right? So, the Vishnu Thakur says, what was the reason which you did not tell the four Kumaras. So what was Lord's mind? So the Lord, so here is the reason Vishnu Chakra present. Jay and Vijay had a desire arising out of prema. What was their desire? O best Lord, O Lord of the Lord, O Lord of Vaikuntha, if your fighting instincts is not satisfied because everyone else is so weak, and because we are not your enemies, then make us two gods unfriendly towards you. and you can have pleasure in fighting us. So they offered, you know, this service, you know, probably if you're not satisfied in fighting, you know, then you can make us unfavorable and, you know, let us become instrument to give pleasure of fighting, right? So since they had this desire, the Lord reciprocated with that. And then the Lord also developed another desire. He wanted to instruct everyone in the gravity of Vaishnava Aparadh. So therefore the Lord, reciprocating with the desire of Jai Vijay, who himself offered this service, and because of his desire to warn everyone of the severity of Vaishnava Aparadh, the Lord enacted this pastime. He made the Jai Vijay fall down from Vaikuntha. Prabhupada doesn't call it a fall down. Right? We will read Prabhupada's words also. Prabhupada says it was just an accident or it was just ordained by the Lord. Right? So what did the four Kumaras understood? Why didn't the Lord reveal this inner desire of Jai Vijay to the four Kumaras? So that the four Kumaras, they understood that even the Lord's personal associates can fall from spiritual world if they commit Vaishnava Aparadh. We should be so careful. Right? So that lesson wanted, the four Kumaras contemplated mainly on that lesson. And that was also Lord's desire. Right? So they would go and preach everywhere, you know, that how grave could be Vaishnava Aparadh, whatever, you know. The Lord even sent his associate from spiritual world to material world. If someone offends devotee. So, right, it was an inner desire, it was ordained by the Lord. Also through his devotees, a lesson for the whole world. Right? So Prabhupada again and again says, actually, no one falls from the spiritual world. It was ordained by the Lord. It was because sometimes Lord sends preachers also, right? They don't fall down. So for some purpose, it was personally the Lord planned that. So it cannot be considered. So this incident is not against yad gatva na nivartante tad dham paramam mama. This verse, this incident doesn't refute the Lord's statement. Everything was conceived by the Lord. Right? So that Prabhupada points that again and again. Again, if you see the fourth or fifth last line, the conclusion is that no one falls from the spiritual world or Vaikuntha planet, for it is eternal abode. Right? So Prabhupada gives this conclusion. The conclusion is that no one falls from the spiritual world. Right? All the Jai will be coming down, but that's the conclusion. It is all the Lord's arrangement. Brahma uvacha. We can read the translation now. Brahmaji is concluding.
Lord Brahma said, after seeing the Lord of Vaikuntha, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in the self-illuminated Vaikuntha planet, the sages left their transcendental abode.
Okay, again, if you see last three, four lines, Prabhupada says, the inhabitants of Vaikuntha never returned to material world. But the incident of Jai and Vijay was a different case. It's a special, exceptional case. Go ahead.
The sages circumambulated the Supreme Lord, offered their obeisances and returned, extremely delighted at learning of the divine opulences of the Vaishnava.
Right, what is that? He's saying they returned, learning the divine opulences of the Vaishnavas. Right, so to the four Kumaras, they witness Lord's affection for his devotees. Right, how much the Lord is affectionate. He is saying, you should quickly come back, you should arrange that favor, etc. You know. So they were finally they understood that the Lord was actually much more merciful to his associates than themselves. So they samshanto Vaishnavim Shriyam. So therefore they understood the glories of Vaishnavism in this episode, the four Kumaras. Right. Yes, go ahead.
The Lord then said to his attendants, Jaya and Vijaya, depart this place, but fear not. All glories unto you. Though I am capable of nullifying the Brahmana's curse, I would not do so. On the contrary, it has my approval.
Right, so the Lord says, although I can capable, but I don't want to go against my own rules. Therefore, it has my approval. So you both can go to the material world, but you have nothing to fear. So Prabhupada says, the last three lines, the Lord specially blesses the so-called culprits. So-called culprits. all glory is unto you, the Lord is saying. Right? All glory is unto you. A devotee once accepted by the Lord never falls down. That is the conclusion of this incident. Again, Prabhupada, you know, reiterates. Okay, so Vishnu Thakur gives another very striking insight. He said, if you see in this word, Yatam ma bhashtamastusham. So he said, the Jayant Vijay, they started weeping and wailing when they understood they will be separated from the Lord. Although they had offered that service, but then now they, because of feeling separation, they started crying, feeling separation. So the Lord told them, do not fear. May you have good fortune. Do not go there. Always remain serving in Vaikuntha. So he's saying, Yatam Ma. The Ma means not, combined with both Yatam and Bhashtam. Do not fear, do not go to the material world, he said. The Lord told them. And then he said, what you do, because I have given my promise that the Brahmana's word will be true, I do not want to take my, go against my own rules and regulation. What you should do is, your expansions should go to the material world, and you too should remain in your Swarupa serving me here. So therefore, Vishnu Thakur says here that, and he proves also giving quotation from some other places, you can read this purport of 29th, that it is the expansion of Jaya Vijaya which came as Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu. In their Swarupa, they remained serving the Lord in the spiritual world. Right? That also, Vishnu Thakur points out that insight also. That also proves, Yadgatvana Nimartante, Taddham Paramamama. Go ahead.
This departure from Vaikuntha was foretold by Lakshmi, the goddess of fortune. She was very angry because when she left my abode and then returned, you stopped her at the gate while I was sleeping.
Okay, so now there is another incident being referred. There is another story. I'll just quickly share the story. It said once Lakshmi had gone out, and when she came, she wanted to meet the Lord. She was going to the Lord. Jaya Vijaya said, no, our Lord is sleeping. He said, he's my Lord. They said, our Lord is sleeping. He's our Lord. He said, your Lord or my Lord? Let us go to the Lord to find out whose Lord is he. So they both went to Lord. They said, Lakshmi Ji and Jaya Vijaya, both parties. And said, the Lord just smiled at the two. And they both were happy that he's our Lord. But that story is there. But Vishnu Thakur says, that story, this verse appears in number of editions of Bhagavatam, this particular verse. So he says, though this verse is seen in many editions, it has no commentary because it is traditionally not accepted as a verse. So Vaishnavacharyas, they have not commented anything on this. So there is a question of validity of this verse, that such an incident took place or not. Right? So therefore, there is no commentary available. Although this verse appears, so therefore, nothing about this verse. There is such a story prevalent. So therefore, they had to, because there was some conflict. So some people says, because of that, they were supposed to come to the material world. So Lord arranged this incident also. Right? But anyway, the more authentic version is, out of service of pleasing the Lord. That is the more authentic version. It's not that. Even if you have to accept it in the sense that, again, it could be arrangement of the Lord. That they stopped Lakshmi and all that. Right? Just like they stopped four Kumara, they stopped Lakshmi. Even if you accept this, it would be main the desire was they, which Vishnu Thakur elaborated, says is they wanted to please the Lord by giving him a fighting experience, fighting pleasure. That's the main bona fide version. Right? So this verse is not touched by any acharyas for commentary as such. So we leave it over here. But there is such a story is there. Right? Prevalent. So I just shared that with you. Read next verse.
The Lord assured the two Vaikuntha inhabitants, Jay and Vijay, by practicing the mystic yoga system in anger, you will be cleansed of the sin of disobeying the Brahmanas and within a very short time return to me.
Okay, go ahead. So Lord assures them that you will be practicing bhakti yoga in anger. And then you will be purified by your constant thinking and come back to me. Yes, go ahead.
After thus speaking at the door of Vaikuntha, the Lord returned to his abode where there are many celestial airplanes and all surpassing wealth and splendor.
Okay, so Lord returned inside. So Prabhupada says, this incident took place at the gate of Vaikuntha. The four Kumaras actually did not enter Vaikuntha. Durvasa Muni also returned from the gate of Vaikuntha. They didn't enter Vaikuntha. So like Prabhupada comment that, you know, so therefore no one can say, you know, four Kumaras, they went to Vaikuntha and how did they come back? You know, Prabhupada said they never entered Vaikuntha. Durvasa Muni never entered Vaikuntha. All were sent back from gate only. So Prabhupada makes that perfect. Okay, 33.
But those two gatekeepers, the best of the demigods, their beauty and luster diminished by the curse of the Brahmanas, became morose and fell from Vaikuntha, the abode of the Supreme Lord. Then, as Jaya and Vijay fell from the Lord's abode, a great roar of disappointment arose from all the demigods who were sitting in their splendid airplanes.
Yeah, go ahead.
Lord Brahma continued, those two principal doorkeepers of the personality of Godhead have now entered the womb of Diti, the powerful semen of Kashyapa Muni having covered them.
Go ahead.
It is the prowess of these twin asuras, demons, that has disturbed you, for it has minimized your power. There is no remedy within my power, however, for it is the Lord Himself who desires to do all this.
Okay, so... Brahmaji, after telling story, he tells them, all this is the desire of the Supreme Lord. So please wait till He acts. Right? I am helpless in this situation, Lord Brahma says. So Prabhupada writes in the sixth line, in other words, although Jay and Vijay assumed the bodies of Asuras, they remained more powerful than anyone, thus proving that the Supreme Personality of God had desired to fight. So Lord Brahma says, they are Bhagavat Parshad beyond my jurisdiction. Right? So no one can help them. No one can help in any situation. Right? Only the Lord will act. So wait for that time. Okay, read the last.
My dear sons, the Lord is the controller of the three modes of nature and is responsible for the creation, preservation and dissolution of the universe. His wonderful creative power, Yoga Maya, cannot be easily understood even by the masters of yoga. That most ancient person, the personality of Godhead, will alone come to our rescue. What purpose can we serve on His behalf by deliberating on the subject?
So Lord Brahma tells them, this is very important verse. See, He is the master of Yoga Maya. No one can understand, the way He is acting. You know, He wants to fight, but all the three planets are under fear. And for a long time, they will be tormented. You know, one may say, Lord wanted to fight. You know, the whole world is put in such a dangerous situation. You know, अरे भगवान बोलो उधर ही थोड़ा कुश्ती खेल लेते यार इनको यहाँ के भेज दिया अरे हमारी तो जान निकाल दी we have been put in such trouble why you send them here as demons you could have wrestled there only our life has been put in such difficulty for a long time therefore the activity of the Lord are incomprehensible but one should have faith that it's for everyone's benefit so therefore devotees although no one can comprehend, why the Lord does what it does, still everyone is supposed to be faithful and grateful to the Lord. And then it will be revealed that how it was for everyone's benefit. Right? So that is very important point over here. So Brahmaji, now Prabhupada says, very important purport. Prabhupada says, when something is arranged by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one should not be disturbed by it. Even if it appears to be a reverse according to one's calculation. For example, sometimes we see that a powerful preacher is killed. or sometimes he is put into difficulty, just as Haridas Thakur was beaten in 22 marketplaces. And Prabhupada says, similarly, Jesus Christ was crucified. Prahlad Maharaj was put into so many tribulations. The Pandavas, who were direct friends of the Lord, lost their kingdom. Their wife was insulted. And they had to undergo so many tribulations. Seeing all these reverses affect devotees, one should not be disturbed. So Prabhupada says, very important, although all these reverses affect the devotees, you know, devotees are put into great difficulty and, you know, but still, one should not be disturbed. One should simply understand that in these matters, there must be some plan of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Bhagavatam's conclusion is that a devotee is never disturbed by such reverses. Right? Very difficult to follow actually. Right? Easier said than done. Right? We are disturbed even when by a mosquito bite. What to speak of, you know, when the ants are crawling, ant bite, we are disturbed by that also. What to speak of these kind of disturbances, you know, person is beaten in 22 marketplaces, Draupadi insulted, Pandava losing the kingdom, right? Herein all the demigods are put into danger, the sun and the moon light has been impaired. So many difficulties, a preacher being killed, Prabhupada is saying. One should not be disturbed by reverses. He accepts even reverse condition as the grace of the Lord. One who continues to serve the Lord even in reverse condition is assured that he will go back to Godhead, back to Vaikuntha planets. Lord Brahma assured the demigod that there was no use in talking about how the disturbing situation of darkness was taking place. Brahma said, stop pondering over this matter. Right? Understand that it's arranged by the Lord. There's some plan of his. It will be contracted by him. Since the actual fact that it was ordered by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Brahma knew this because he was a great devotee. It was possible for him to understand the plan of the Lord. Right? So Brahmaji revealed, it's the plan of the Lord. You don't hold any conferences or any meetings. Don't call ishtagoshtis. You try to memorize this, the verse describing Vaikuntha. Right? That's actually, you know, that verse, Tattenu Kampa, Susumikshamana, Bhunjane Vatma Kritam Vipakam, Hidvag Vapurbir Vidadhan Namaste. You, while in the reverses, you continue to glorify the Lord. You continue to chant His holy name. You continue to serve Him. Don't unnecessarily ponder over subject matter which are totally beyond you. Right? So, there, Ramadim taught the many verses to be contemplated and memorized upon. And the Brahma suggests, please wait till the Lord acts. Till that time, patiently endure the suffering without becoming overwhelmed. And while glorifying the Lord. Right? So like that. So let's recite those 3-4 verses together. Just quickly one recitation from verse 17 to 15:20. Which Prabhupada called these verses as the spiritual situation of the Vaikuntha world. You saw that phrase in text 24. Prabhupada called this verses as spiritual situation of the Vaikuntha world. In the in one of the purports, if you see, the 23rd or 24th somewhere, Prabhupada called this verse the spiritual situation of the Vaikuntha world. Huh? Which purport? 23, last para, na? Yeah. The 23, fourth last line. The spiritual situation of the Vaikuntha world, right? This series. Okay, so let's recite text 17 to 20. Vaimanika salalanascharita nishashvad gayanti yatra shamalan anibhartu antarajalenu vikasan madumadavinam gandhena khandiyat dhyopyanilam shipanta
पारावतान्यभृतसारसचक्रवाका दात्युह हंसशुकतित्तरिबर्हिनाम्या कोलाहलो विरमते चिरमात्रमुच्चै भृङ्गादिपे हरिकथामिव गायमान मन्दारकुन्दकुरभोत्पलचम्पकारन् पुन्नागनागबकुलाम्बुजपारिजाता गन्धेर्चिते तुलसिकाभरणेन तस्या यस्मिन् स्तपासु मनसो बहुमानयन्ति यत्सङ्कुलं हरिपदानतिमात्रदिष्टे वैदुर्यमारकटहेममयैर्विमाने येषां बृहत्कटितटास्मितशोभिमुख्या कृष्णात्मनां नरज आदुरौ स्मयाद्या एण्ड् दट् 25th यच्चाव्रजन्त्यनिमिषां वृषभानुवृत्त्या दूरे यमहि उपरि न स्वनीह शीला भर्तुर्मिथासु यशसा कथनानुरागा वैक्लव्यबाष्पकलया पुलकी कृताङ्गा जय श्री वैकुंठ धाम की जय श्री लक्ष्मी नारायण की जय श्री चतुष्कुमार की जय जय विजय की जय शील प्रभुपाद की जय निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे हरे कृष्ण